State Senator Jim Hendren from Sulphur Springs in Benton County will be the new president of the chamber when the Arkansas legislature next meets. He'll preside over a state senate with updated ethics procedures and rules that were passed in the wake of several scandals that have resulted in members of the legislature being charged and, in some cases, convicted of federal crimes. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, recently talked with Senator Hendren about the changes.
Really what you guys have proposed in all of the changes that you have greater disclosure and more self-policing. Is it, can it be boiled down to somewhat that respect?
I wouldn't say that's all of it. That's a good part of it. And I would also say this is just a starting point. We've been very clear that we know there will be legislative changes necessary. There'll be additional rules necessary. But there were also seven new items of prohibited conduct that have been defined. Where they weren't prohibited before, they are prohibited now and are cause for an ethics action against a member. And of course, the other big thing is creation of the Ethics Committee, which gives us a process to hear when people have made allegations against former members and a process to bring those and hopefully dispose of them. They will also be tasked with figuring out what other changes are necessary, which there will be many. And also developing the training that's going to be required. We're going to start requiring every year that every member of the Senate sit down and go through the ethics training. What's expected of them with regard to behavior? What are the potential traps and pitfalls that they're going to face as they go through their legislative career? In addition to other things, sexual harassment, racial sensitivity, and how we treat each other, decorum in the Senate. We're going to try to do a better job of making sure members know what's expected of them.
Mm-hmm. So do you think of you talked about the seven kind of prohibited behaviors that are going to be implemented now. Would that have stopped what happened with Senator Woods, with Senator Files?
Oh, clearly those would be a violation of Senate rules. You know, we've had two, one plead guilty and one be convicted. So they weren't just guilty of violating rules, they violated the law.
Right.
But these rules would have taken care of many of those things much earlier in the process. So obviously the idea is prevention. We want to make sure members understand what's expected of them and what is not allowed so that we don't get to the point where it becomes a legal violation.
Do you think that the self-regulation, the self-policing, the Select Committee on Ethics, do you think that it can work? I mean, you're going to be talking about people that have relationships with each other, and in the Senate it's particularly bonded down there, who have to basically kind of crack down on one of their friends, one of their colleagues. You know how collegial the Senate is. I mean, can it work?
I think it can, and it's there will probably be some modifications and some provisions for other accusations to be brought. I do not want it to turn into a forum for people to make all kinds of wild charges from outside the Senate, which I know would happen if we opened it completely up. But do I think there is a determination in the Senate to right the ship, to hold each other accountable? I think there is. I think we value the institution and that we're going to protect it from those who might take it off track again.
What would the penalties be if somebody were to violate one of these rules?
There's a range of penalties, and these actually were available in the old Senate rules. It's just the process to get these brought was so cumbersome that it would never be used. A petition of 18. This one member can bring this accusation, and then this committee makes a recommendation to the full body. And those range from a letter of caution to suspension to removal of leadership authority to expulsion from the Senate. So we as a Senate can and do have the authority to expel a member of the Senate for violating these rules.
You're going to be the new Senate president in the 2019 session. I think Dismang's already handed the keys to you, quite frankly. So what are you going to do differently?
Well, as you said, a big part of our new ethics rules are financial disclosure, making sure people know who you are and if there's a conflict of interest. We're going to continue along that path. I've been working for the last 2 or 3 months about some proposals for making the Senate itself more transparent by allowing people to see via live video feed what's going on in the Senate and what's going on in our committee hearings. I've gotten some numbers back. I'm still not very satisfied with the cost because I'm still a conservative, and spending $1 million for 15 people to watch is kind of hard. We're looking for better alternatives, but we will have a proposal for the Senate to live stream our proceedings and make it clear to the people out there that we're not going to hide anything, that they can see what's going on in their Arkansas Senate. So I'm hoping to have that ready in August or September to present. I can't just do it. The whole Senate's going to have to approve that. I think there's support for it. The House has done a good job. Theirs is pretty expensive, so I don't know if we're going to replicate it exactly.
Right.
But we're going to find a way to let people see what's going on in the Senate.
Committees and the full body.
Yes, sir.
State Senator Jim Hendren from Sulphur Springs is a Republican, and he will lead the Arkansas Senate when the legislature next convenes. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, and there is more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net.